Welcome to Shaped by Faith with your host, Teresa Rowe. To find out more about Shaped by Faith and Teresa Rowe, please visit shapedbyfaith.com or visit the YouTube channel, Facebook, or Instagram. And now, here is Teresa Rowe.
Welcome to Shaped by Faith, where we shape our bodies and hearts for God's purposes. My guest today is Jeff Moran. He is the Northwest Kentucky's Fellowship of Christian Athletes Area Director. Jeff and his family transitioned to Owensboro, Kentucky in August of 2022, and he began as an area director of 9 county areas of Northwest Kentucky in September of 2022. That's a lot of counties, Jeff. Welcome to Shaped by Faith.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Absolutely. I love our listeners finding out about guests and what you do. And I love FCA anyway. It's just an amazing organization. Let's talk about you, though. Did you play sports as a child?
I did. I grew up, I'm one of 3 boys. And so I have 2 younger brothers. We were fairly competitive together. But I played baseball, basketball, and football. Growing up. And then if I wasn't on that, I was on my bike out in the backyard or down the street or running around with neighbors. So yeah, I was pretty active.
Did you have a favorite sport?
Football has always been my favorite from the time that my dad used to watch the Dallas Cowboys back in the 80s and 90s. And so that was the sport I fell in love with watching it. And then once I got to play it, I just loved it even more.
So what about in college? Did you play sports in college?
Yeah. So I had the privilege of playing, college football at Tennessee Tech University in Cookeville, Tennessee, and got to play in the OVC back in the mid-90s and, loved, playing that. I was an inside linebacker, so I played defense. And so anytime somebody gets a football in their hand, there's just something that clicks inside that I just want to chase them down.
That's funny, Jeff. Yeah. That's awesome. It's just natural for you, right?
Yeah. It's just something, I don't know. It's just something that I loved so much and enjoy doing.
At the time when you played in college, did you realize that this was a gift given to you from the Lord? Did you have a personal relationship with him during that time?
Yeah, so I probably would say I did not realize how gifted I was. I became a Christian early in life. I grew up in a Christian home and was taken to church all the time, Mondays, Wednesdays, or Sundays and Wednesdays. When I was in 6th grade, I made a decision to follow Jesus and realized that sin separates me from a holy and perfect God, and that if I could not do anything to get rid of my own sin, so Jesus died on the cross for me, and believed that and placed my faith in Jesus at that time. And I was starting to become good at sports at that time. I was one of those kids that grew really fast, really quickly. So in 6th grade, I was 6 foot and a foot taller than most of my teammates and classmates. And so I began to play sports, and that's when I began to excel. And my parents I stayed in church. My parents continued to have me in church, but sports became something that I was really good at and glorified myself in, and really began to chase after that dream of being a star athlete and having people value me because of what I could do on a sports team. So I began to play sports, and sports really became an idol for me in high school. And my first 2 years of college, I had the dream to be in the NFL and play that. And once I got to college and realized that I was not as good as I thought I was, then the reality began to sink in. So when I got to college, I was kind of living with 1 foot in the world and 1 foot in the church. I knew that I needed to be in church, but I thought I knew what would make me happy at that moment and in that time. And so I began to live really Monday through Saturday for myself, and then on Sunday I would be in church. And it took me about 2 years to realize that kind of lifestyle just doesn't add up. And FCA really played a big part for me coming to realize that living for God was the only way to live and to live a fulfilled life. I didn't realize how much of a gift it was to be able to play sports until obviously later in college and then really towards the end of my career.
Did you have or did you attend any like college campus ministry? Was there anything like that at the time?
Yeah, so I actually attended FCA in high school. I grew up in Corbin, Kentucky, and so I played for the Corbin Redhounds, and they had FCA. And then when I got to Tennessee Tech, they had an FCA program, and so I would go once a week. We would have meetings once a week. But it was after my second year in college, I was in a meeting with my positions coach, my linebacker coach, who was the FCA sponsor on campus. And so I was in a meeting with him. We were talking about spring practice and how I had performed and what I had learned and how I'd grown, what I needed to work on, those kinds of things before summer came. And he said, Jeff, I think you ought to go to FCA leadership camp in Black Mountain, North Carolina, and be a huddle leader. He said, you'd have a lot of fun. You're going to meet athletes from all across the country. And I really think you ought to go. It'll really make an impact and you'll have fun doing it. And so, you know, I have my coach who's asking me to do something. You know, I want more playing time. I want to impress him. And so, of course, I said yes, not really knowing what I was getting myself into. So I showed up at Black Mountain, North Carolina that summer, and FCA was leading that. And they said, hey, you're going to have 10 to 12 guys in your group, and you're going to lead them around camp this next 5 days, and you're going to make sure that they're at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I said, yeah, I can do that. And then they said, you're going to lead them through competition all week. You're going to go up against all these other groups. And I said, oh, yeah, I can do that. That's going to be fun. And then they said, you're going to teach them Bible study once a day. And at that time, I wasn't even reading my Bible. And so I wondered, like, how in the world am I supposed to do that? And it was at that moment that God really spoke to me and showed me that I was not living the life that he wanted me to live, and that I had Jesus in the passenger seat and I was still in the driver's seat. And so that week, the only way that I could teach Bible study was I said, okay, Lord, if this is going to happen, you're going to have to do it through me, because I have no idea what I'm doing here. And so I gave God complete control that week of my life. And I tell you, Teresa, the joy that I experienced that week of allowing God to have the rightful place in my life it was incredible. And the joy of being used by God, I found out that I enjoyed teaching the Bible. I enjoyed working with high school students and leading FCA. And so that week, as I let God have control, it really changed my life and the direction of my life. And I left that camp thinking, okay, God, if this is what it means to live for you, I'm all in. And so I went back to Tennessee Tech and I began to make changes in my life that I knew needed to be made, but just didn't want to do it. And as I made those changes, God was faithful, and I got involved with FCA leadership. I became involved in leading FCA at my college. I began doing all kinds of FCA events across the state of Tennessee at that time. And God just really developed a love for him, for other people, and especially students, teenagers. And that's where I developed a love for him at that camp.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing your story. And as I was listening, I was thinking, you know, it was all about obedience. First of all, with the coach, praise God for God-fearing coaches.
Yes.
Who talk to their athletes about God, and also that you were obedient, Jeff. You said yes, Lord, and wow, how amazing. And you just look at the impact and the fingerprints of what God has done in your life, and we just praise God. I mean, he's just an awesome God, and he uses people in each other's lives, you know? That is wonderful. Okay, we need to take a real quick break. We'll be back with more Shaped by Faith. Everyone, stay tuned. Welcome back to Shaped by Faith. My guest today is Jeff Moran. He is the Northwest Kentucky FCA Area Director. So thank you so much, Jeff, for sharing your story. And God is just an amazing God. He always Amen. Is, and He is good all the time. So did you, like out of college, did you go directly into FCA, or what did you do for a career?
Yeah, so in college through FCA, I really felt a call to ministry when I was in college. And I really didn't know what that would look like or what that meant. But I just kept serving through FCA. And like I said, I developed a love for teenagers. I knew I wanted to work with students. I was good at sports. I just thought FCA was going to be my career. And so after I graduated, I tried to go on staff with FCA and tried to walk through some of those doors. And I was in, all of my contacts were in the state of Tennessee. And so I began reaching out, and there were no positions that were open through FCA. And they tried to contact me or connect me with other states. And just through series of events, God closed every single door of opportunity I had with FCA. And I was trying to figure out where God wanted me to be. And my home church opened up the door of opportunity for a position of student pastor. And I had never really thought about, I only had one concept of ministry, and I thought that was pastor. And I really didn't feel called to be that. And so this opportunity to be a student pastor opened up, and I thought, began to think about my student pastor. And I thought, yes, that's the direction. I love that. I want to work with students. I can do some of these things. And so I, God opened up that opportunity. And like I said, closed every other door that I could, that I had going on. And I started in 1996, October of 1996, as the student pastor at a church in Corbin, Kentucky, and spent the next 12 and a half years there as the student pastor, and went to seminary, began serving, and just loving on students. That's exactly what FCA taught me to do, was teach them the Bible and love on students. And that's what I began doing. And so I ended up spending 26 years in student ministry, 12 and a half in Corbin, Kentucky, and 13 years in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, at a church there. And I just began feeling in Cape Girardeau that my ministry was coming to a close, and it's coming to an end there, and not really sure what that meant. And so I began making phone calls to people that I trusted and knew. And I called a friend of mine who lived in Louisville, and I called him and just began sharing with him what I was feeling. And so he said, what did you like to do before student ministry? And I said, well, the only thing I could think of was FCA. So I said, you know, I was really involved with FCA, and I did a lot of things with FCA. And he said, well, that's funny that you mentioned FCA. He said, I meet with the state director here in Kentucky once a month. Could I just give him your name? And I said, yeah, you can do that. And so he shared my name with the state director here in Kentucky, and he called me a couple weeks later. And just through a series of conversations, I felt God was leading me back to the state of Kentucky from Missouri, and to come back home and serve with FCA. And I landed here in Owensboro, Kentucky.
Wow. And we're so happy to have you here, Jeff. I mean, that's a God story.
It is. You know, it is. Just, absolutely. Absolutely.
I love that. You know, He always answers the desires of our heart. And it may not be in our timing, but it's in His exact timing. And that's amazing.
That's right.
Well,
you know, and
I
look back on that situation now, and I wonder, you know, I always wondered why I didn't go to FCA ministry then. And as I look back on and I think about where I was in my spiritual walk and in my life, I just wasn't ready. I wasn't in a position where God wanted to use me in that way at that moment. And as I reflect on how God matured me in these last 26 years and then brought me on staff, I have so many more tools in my tool belt, so to speak, to do the ministry that He's called me to do at this particular time here in Owensboro.
You know, He always trains us, doesn't He, Jeff?
Yeah,
He's absolutely. The Lord is always, you know, I had not the same situation, but with fitness and television ministry, I thought I was ready in my 30s. I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
But God knew differently, and he waited some years until I matured up more and more and more. Not that I've arrived or anything, but so much more mature in the ways of the Lord. I love how the Lord does that. Well, let's talk about FCA. What's the vision and the mission?
Yeah, so the vision of FCA, the way we see the world, is we want to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes. You know, we just believe that coaches and athletes have a unique influence on the world, and we want to leverage that for the glory of Jesus Christ. You know, in my story, it was one coach who asked me one question about going to an FCA camp that changed the course of my life. And that coach, he lived out his faith. He was a strong believer. He shared his faith with us. He invested in us spiritually. And he didn't just say that he was the FCA sponsor. He lived it out. And that really impacted me a lot more than I had realized at that time. But so that is the reason why FCA focuses on ministry to coaches and athletes. So in response to that, our mission, what we want to accomplish, is that we want to lead every coach and athlete into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ and his church. And when we say every, we mean every. We want to staff, and we want to go after every coach and athlete and lead them into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ and his church. Not just make a convert, but we want to make disciples who make disciples who make disciples.
All right.
So that's our mission.
All right. Let's talk about how FCA ministers to coaches and athletes. Can you give me an example, or what do you do? And are all coaches on board at the schools? Are they fine with it?
Yeah. So we do ministry in lots of different ways and avenues, and however God opens up doors. And so, but the first way is just to begin to build relationships with coaches and athletes. And so I've been here in Owensboro for a year now. That's just kind of been my main focus, is building relationships with the coaches, as you just mentioned, who are open to that. Not every coach is open to that kind of ministry or that kind of relationship. And so I'm just trying to be in places. I visit practices and just try to build relationships with coaches and athletes who've in the past have had an FCA representative, or they've had an FCA connection in the past, and just trying to build relationships with coaches and athletes, and build relationships with coaches and athletes who don't have that faith, and seeing which ones are responsive, and just trying to build that relationship. But FCA has ministries in local schools from elementary all the way through colleges. We call it a huddle, and it's a club in the school that's teacher sponsored and student led as much as possible. So the teacher is the sponsor of the club, but the students are the ones who do the ministry, who do the work. And the teacher invests in the leaders. And so they build a leadership team of athletes. And you don't have to be an athlete or a coach to be involved in FCA.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
That's right. Yeah. So we target coaches and athletes, but we don't require you to be a coach or an athlete to be a part of FCA. And a lot of people have that misconception that you have to be an athlete to be an FCA. You do not. And so anyone can be a part of the FCA club. Anyone can be in the leadership team of FCA. But we do target coaches and athletes, and that's who we go after. But we don't require people to be an athlete or a coach to be a part of FCA. So we have these multi-sport huddles that meet depending on the leadership team, depending on their opportunities in their school. Not every school is the same, but many schools will meet weekly. Some schools will meet every other week. And some schools will meet once a month in their club. And we teach them to engage, equip, and empower. We want them to engage those who don't believe. We want to them to engage their friends and their teammates, and share with them about Christ and what God has done for them. Then we want to equip them to follow Jesus, to follow God. What is God? What does the Bible teach us to live? How should we compete as athletes? How should we coach as coaches, according to Scripture? What are the principles that we need to live by and coach by and play by? So we want to equip people, equip students with the gospel and equip students with the Word of God. And then we want to empower them to reach their friends for Christ, their teammates, their fellow coaches. We want coaches to reach their athletes when those opportunities present themselves. So we want to engage, equip, and empower.
Okay, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Shaped by Faith. Welcome back to Shaped by Faith. Jeff Moran is my guest. Jeff, okay, so if a school's interested in starting an FCA club, how do they go about it?
They would just need to get in touch with me. If it's a teacher, again, it has to be teacher sponsored, student led. So what we would do is contact that teacher who wants to get it started, or if it's a parent, they need to help find someone in the school who could be that sponsor, and then just get them in touch with me. We'll talk about what it means or how to get that club started in that specific school. They're all just a little bit different.
Okay, so tell me about a few recent wins that you've had in FCA.
Yeah, so in relation to kind of training those people to start schools, I offered a training to existing FCA clubs in our area. Again, 9 counties that I'm trying to serve here, and every high school, middle school in that area. I sent out an opportunity for them, for those teachers to bring their leadership teams and themselves to a training back in August. And based on the email responses that I got, I was hoping to have maybe 30 at this training. We opened up the doors on a Sunday afternoon, and we had almost 70 who showed up for this training. There were 7 high schools represented, 4 middle schools represented, and several elementary schools. And I was just overwhelmed by God's goodness that day. There was the training was wonderful. It seemed like there was a great spirit, and I've heard a lot of positive things come out of that training.
That's a huge win. I mean, go God. That is huge.
Yes.
Okay.
Super exciting.
Is the training, is that the character coaching? Is that what that is?
Yes. No, that's something separate. So character coaching is another part of our FCA ministry and strategy to reach every coach and athlete. So a character coach is a volunteer from the community trained by FCA to serve a specific team during their season. So for instance, a football team, a coach is involved in FCA. He would want a character coach for his team. We would train an individual to go to that team, serve that team, build relationships with those athletes and coaches. We always encourage them, how serve those coaches. How can you make a coach's job easier? And then once a week, that character coach would lead a lesson. This lesson is voluntarily for whoever wants to come on that team, but they would lead a 10-minute lesson on character from the scripture and help that develop the character on that team. And, you know, coaches know that if a team gels together, they play together much better. So we try to develop the character so that the athletes trust each other, play together better. And then we also, once during their season, we would ask that character coach to take that 10-minute time and share the gospel very plainly with those athletes and allow them to an opportunity to make a decision. But we train them to do those.
Okay. So are you looking for character coaches?
We're always looking for character coaches. Even right now, I need character coaches to put on teams, and I just, being here only a year, I don't have the relationships that many people have. And so maybe someone's listening, they'd like to find out more about being a character coach, or maybe they would know someone. Maybe they can't do it, but they would know someone who would love to do that. Just if they could get in touch with me, and or someone from our board. We have an FCA board in our area. And so get in touch with someone connected with FCA.
How do they get in touch with you, Jeff?
They can shoot me an email. My email is jmoran, J-M-O-R-A-N, at fca.org.
Okay, that's pretty easy to remember. So tell us about any FCA events that are coming up in our area.
Okay, so November the 14th, we're very excited to begin announcing this and sharing this and looking forward to my first FCA Champions of Change dinner with Cameron Mills. We're bringing Cameron Mills in. If you don't know who Cameron Mills
yes.
is, Cameron played for the University of Kentucky Wildcats back in the 90s and mm-hmm. was very integral in two national championship wins in 1996 and 1998. He's going to be here. He's going to be sharing during the dinner, but he's also going to be speaking in at local schools for their FCA events. So we're bringing him in a day early, and we're really excited about this dinner. It's going to be at his church on November the 14th, starting at 6 o'clock, 6 to 7:30. We'd love for anyone to come and be a part of that, hear more about FCA.
How do we get tickets for that?
There is a website. Mm-hmm. So I don't have I don't have my own website right now, but we are passing out links so they can go to www.bit.ly/FCA and the word change.
Okay.
And they can get, they can register for the event there. It's a free event.
Oh, wow. It's free. That's awesome. You know, we have yes. Cameron Mills, an autographed picture of him down in our basement. So,
all right.
Yeah. Well, my twin sons met him many years ago when he played for Kentucky. Jeff, we're out of time. I wish we could talk more, and I need to have you come back on again. Okay. So early next year, okay. Let's do this again. Thank you so much for being a guest.
Teresa, thank you for your leadership. Thanks for doing this and getting the word out about what God is doing in our area over the airwaves. And so I look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you. And thank you for listening. I'm Teresa Rowe. Everyone have a blessed day. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Shaped by Faith with Teresa Rowe. Remember to visit shapedbyfaith.com to find out more about workouts, the TV show, podcasts, blogs, Shaped by Faith products, and much more.